Well, this is one of the many internet cafes that have sprung up in Egypt over the past few years. A small place packed with young people, there's music playing, and I'm with one of Egypt's best-known bloggers, Wael Abbas. So why did you start to blog, Wael?
I thought the people have the right to know what's going on here in Egypt and what people are thinking and why people are protesting and what people want to change, and this should reach everybody that I can reach. So I decided to take photographs and publish them on the internet.
Has that caused you any problems with the government and the authorities here?
They tried to destroy my blog several times, and it was down for 3 days. And recently I learned that the state security police is looking for me and they want to arrest me. So I had to run away for a while, and I took my laptop and I traveled around Egypt for a few days.
Well, what do you do then when you're on the run? I mean, how do you update your weblog?
I update my weblog through internet cafes, which are widely spread here in Egypt now.
You wouldn't like to be a professional journalist, full-time paid journalist?
I would like to, but I also like to write my own stuff and not to be told what to do.
What is it that really drives you then?
What really drives me is that I want the Egyptians to have awareness. They have to have the knowledge, to have the ability to choose and to decide which is right and which is wrong. That's why I called my blog the Egyptian Awareness.